continuing with the Maimer from Reb Matl. Last week we didn't have Shia, so we're continuing from 2 weeks ago. You remember, Reb Matl was explaining in a very, very clear and down-to-earth way the Indian of Derech HaMusar. In order to be able to understand the difference between Musar and Chassidus, it's important to have a very, very basic understanding of what was the Iker Avodah of the Tzaddikim from that world of Muslim. We saw that it wasn't something that Rabbi Sol Salanter was Mechadish. Rabbi Sol Salanter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was Mechazik, the Indian, of acknowledging the reality of people who are, just as people are emotionally unhealthy. And we know that Midas, if one learns a little bit the Shemana Prokim of the Rambam and other Svarm from the Kadmonim, that Midas are not something which are added to who we are, but Midas define the essence of the person. In the same way that a person, Chalila, is not well physically, something inside of him, his body is not functioning well. There's a person who is Chalila emotionally not well. And there is a sickness when it comes to Midas as well. A sickness with Midas. And that imbalance with Midas that can cause a churban to the entire person was the illness that the Chachmei HaMusar were addressing. And we'll see that this was not the Iker Avodah of the Gedolei Chassidus, even though they also, as we'll see in a few minutes, they also addressed certain issues and had different mahalchim and had to deal with problems with Midas. But the focus of Teres HaMusar is on the problems, the emotional problems, the ethical Midas problems of the person. We're on page Tezayin, or it's page 10. That was originally in the English that I wrote on top, page 10. The right-hand side, Ulamita Shel David. Let's try to move quickly. Amita Shel David, Harei Me'ez Chet Eitz Adaz, Achein Nechshavim Kol Ha'ilim B'mida Mesiyam Es Techoilim. The truth is that ever since the Eitz Adaz, ever since Adam HaRishon and Chava ate from the Eitz Adaz, the whole world is not healthy. The whole world is not well. And the midah mesiyemes, the whole world is a din of a chayla. Veinim shleimum ubriyim benafsha. Not physically, although naturally death was brought into the world as a result of that chay. So man's life from the very beginning consists of the deterioration that leads to death. But the ikir is veinim shleimum ubriyim benafsha. That the chait of the Eitz Adaz brought to a sickness of the nefesh. V'alkein omer Chazal, Mai chosem bebrechas ashiyotzar. Therefore, the Gemara discusses this machlokes in Chazal. What's the chasima that we say every time ashiyotzar is odom bechochmo v'orvay nekovim and so on? What's the chasima? Now we say brochad Hashem roifei kol boser. So we're focusing on Roife Kol Basar, on healing of the flesh. And the Pele, as the Ramah explains in Shulchan Aruch, the Pele of the strange shutfus of the Guf and the Neshama, that somehow Hashem maintains this balance between body and soul. It's a Pele. But the Gemara there discusses alternative chasimas to the bracha of Ashiyotze. Amar Rav, Roifei Choylem. So Rav says an interesting thing. Rav says, the bracha, the chesim of the bracha of Ashiyotze is Roifei Choylem. Every single person is a Choylem. Amar Shmuel, Kashavinu, Abba, Lekuli, Alma, Katsiri, Choylem. Rav, as Abba is Rav, you're making the entire world into Choylem, but the whole world is sick. Every single person, if a human being is a human being, he has to take care of his needs in the bathroom. Every single person is a chayla. He made the whole world chayla. V'abiyu b'zeh, sh'b'oim ha'kadvarim, Ermotel's not the one who's mechadish this, we find in the Svar, that in Pnimius, the meaning of this Gemara is, sh'b'oim ha'kadvarim ha'yuzeu achein ha'emes. That what Rav is saying is, the emes is, sh'me'eis chet etzadas, nechshavim kol ha'olam mecholam. The very fact that a human being who has the ability to think about the Bari Olam and to learn Torah and to put on tefillin and to bring a carbon to Beis HaMikdash, that very same human being has to make an Asher Yotzer, that he's filled with a psoilus, a filth, that itself is only a gilui in Gashmias of something terribly wrong that began with the chait of the Eitz Hadas. There's something ugly inside of us. And it's not just the Asher Yotzer Inyan. There's something ugly. And in that respect, the Sforim say, since the Echeit of the Eitz Hadas, Nechshavim Kol Ha'olam L'Chaylam. Kol Ha'olam is L'Chaylam. There's a sickness that pervades the world. The entire world is sick. They're just different madrigas of sickness. I mean, things are crooked. A person who has a machlas ruach doesn't see things for what they really are. He doesn't see the metzias for what it is. The machla of the world in the post chait eitz hadas period is that we don't see reality for what it is. We don't see the metzias for what it really is. Hashemayim misabim kvoid kel ma'aseh yodav magid rakia yoyim liyonya bi'oyim elay lalay chavadas. The whole world is talking about a Kadosh Baruch. The whole world is saying Eidus, that there's a Bari Olam. And yet, a person who ate from the Eitz Hadas, who considers himself a Badas, doesn't necessarily come to that conclusion. He can come to a different conclusion. You could have a person who's intelligent, who's fine, and so on, and yet when he looks at reality, the conclusion that he reaches is off. It's very rare to find a person who comes to the right maskans. Since the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hadas is called in this form the Ilana de Sveika, the Tree of Doubt. Nothing is clear. If you ever saw an older person that's slipping away into dementia, it's the most pathetic thing in the world. Hashem Yirachim. When you see somebody losing that koyach of das, right? It's pathetic. It's rachmonis. That a badas is losing his das. It's the worst machla. It's horrible. V'niskon loyme zayis bebrechas asher yotzer. And the reason that Rav believed that this sad reality of sickness, of man's being unwell since the chait, the reason that is the chesima of the bracha of Asher Yotzer, he gam kol ha'inyan shel psoilus ha'macholim bo gam ken b'chait eitz hadas. That's what I was saying a minute ago. The whole inyan of psoilus. What's psoilus? Psoilus means that there's something that doesn't belong. There's something not just unattractive, something loathsome and disgusting that man is capable of as a result of him being embedded in Gashmias. It was possible, had Adam HaRishon succeeded in Gan Eden, it was possible for life to be different. Now on Shabbos we have a little bit of a reprieve. That's why on Shabbos there's a malach, there's an Isser of Boirer. Shabbos does not accept the reality of Psoilus. Shabbos is fighting against Psoilus. Shabbos insists that there's a possibility for the world to be kulay or kulay toiv, without psoilus. Where in a person's on Shabbos is Isaac and the malacha of Boirer, and the whole seder of those malachas, where in the person's dosh, Boirer, and so on, when a person's Boirer, he's trying to sort out the good from the bad, which is the inyan of the Eitz Hadas Tavara. The Eitz Chaim, there's no malacha like that. Shabbos is a bechina of the Eitz Chaim. There's no inyan of sorting out. Shabbos is kulay toiv. It doesn't say by Shabbos, it doesn't say vayhi erev vayhi boker by Shabbos. It doesn't say by Shabbos. Doesn't say such a thing. Because the Inyan of Erev is taruves, this mixture. It's the Eitzadas, Toiv V'ra. It's the confusion of Toiv V'ra. That's the greatest machle in our lives. Is we don't know how to understand. We look at reality, and we're not sure what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. And even after the Borei Olam gave us instructions, it's still not clear. We still struggle. In that taruves of Erev and Boiker. Erev and Boiker. Shabbos doesn't say Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boiker. Shabbos is a bechina of Eitz HaChaim, V'chai La'olam, the meaning of Shabbos. Yom She'kulay Shabbos Amnuchu L'chai Olamim. The meaning of Shabbos is V'chai La'olam is Eitz HaChaim. But Shabbos, the meaning of Eitz HaDas, Toiv and Ra, Shabbos, after everything that happened in Gan Eden, that Erev Shabbos is a pretty busy day, as you recall. And things went wrong on Erev Shabbos. And nevertheless, once it comes to Shabbos, it's Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Everything's fine. Because Shabbos is that inyan of Me'ein Olam Haba, of coming back to a point before the Chet of the Eitz HaDas. Because the inyan of the Eitz HaDas is Psoilus. And our struggle to make sense out of the world and what's right and what's wrong. The inyan of being Boirer, of trying to be Boirer. To be Mavara, the sugya of life of this world. So we understand that the chasima, Rav is saying that the chasima of Asher Yotzer is Roifei Cholim. Roifei Cholim, look what became of men. Psoilus, Bethlehem. Roifei Cholim, the whole world is crank, sick. Lefnei Achet Lahayazois. Before the Chet of the Etzadas, there wasn't the Inyan of the Bethlehem. It wasn't such an Inyan. It's like a little bit with the mon, there was some also. That's the connection between mon and Shabbos, and the achil of Shabbos. And that's why the mon did not produce that filth of the Asher Yotzer. It was a meichel, the malach asher esnen, a certain different kind of a meichel, a different kind of food. The Eitz HaChaim doesn't bring a person to go to the bathroom. The Eitz HaDas, Toiv V'ra, brings a person to the bathroom, because the meaning of the bathroom is trying to get rid of what's wrong. Getting rid of what's wrong is the zuhama of the nachash. You understand the filth of the snake. Ever since the snake, we're trying to get rid of what's wrong. That's the bathroom. In the physical way, that's the bathroom. It's much harder to get the stuff out of your head than make an Asher Yotzer. The stuff in the head. Before the chet, there wasn't such a thing. Even Gashmi, it wasn't such a thing, the bathroom. Rav Amash, Aliba de Emes, Achein, Kol Olam Ahim Kecholim. Aliba de Emes and Pnimius. Kol Olam Kecholim. It's a world that's not well. Ushmul Omar Shalamai, Se Kefishon Ho'im, De Bematsev Shalacha, Chet Etzadas, Iyev Shalakvay, Nusach Brocha Kezer. Shmuel's not arguing in Pnimius. Shmuel, as you know, Shmuel Bechlal was much more of a realist than Rav. And Shmuel's Inyan is not Pnimius, like Rav. And Shmuel therefore says, I'm not arguing with you that in Pnimius the world is sick. But the Metzius says there was a world before the Eitz HaDas, and the world as we know it is the world after the Eitz HaDas. And this is the world that we're living in. Can't say that the world that the Rebbe Shalom put us in now, post Eitz HaDas, to label the all of existence as sick. Shmuel didn't agree with that. Even though, of course, in Pnimius, he's a mask. But the Metzius of Olam Hazeh should not be labeled as a Metzius of sickness. A person who's a real Yirei Shemaim, and a person who's an Ish Musa, a real Ish Musa, he thinks to himself, just because the whole world is meshuggah, just because the whole world is sick. Haim lachein nasa dover zeh, the dover hogin v'roi. Does that mean it's become something that I should accept? And that I should go along with this? Or like in Rabbi Nachman's story, you all know the one with eating the wheat that was not the grain. To put a mem on the forehead, the king and the prime minister, to put a mem, at least to put a mem that says Meshuggah. At least to know that you're Meshuggah. The Ein of a Baal Musar is at least the Baal Musar knows that this is crazy. This is crazy. When you walk around down the street and you're passing by healthy people, and 90% of them, they don't even look up and say good morning to you. They're just looking at machines while they're walking in the street. That 10 years ago, if you would see a movie of that, you'd think it was from another planet. Just look how people walk in the street. At least if you know that it's crazy, you're already a Baal Musar a little bit, you understand? That's already a Madrega of Musar to say, we're crazy, this is crazy. This is a crazy way to live. So an Ish Musar and a Yirei Shamayim is fighting against the sickness. He doesn't want the sickness to get them. He knows that the world is sick. And he knows that we're all eating from the poisoned grain of this world, which is the chet of the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, which is the way Rav Nosson understood the story of the poisoned grain. It's the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. But it's a madrega to know that this is a problem, to fight against the sickness. We're trying to understand who the Baal Musar were. They're great people. He's trying to hold on to say to himself, I know that everybody else is doing this stuff, but I don't measure my life, what's right and what's wrong, toiv and ra, by what the world is doing. The whole world is meshuggah. The world is sick. There's only one way to measure, and that's by toiv. That's an ish musa. That should be so salat. You know how the world dealt with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? The Jewish world. You know what they said? They said, he's crazy. That's how it goes. He's crazy. Some very fine Jews said that. Ki im ha-dover mutam al-pi toirav al-pi seichel ha-riz ha-nechshel v'dover toirav musukan. Abal Musa says, if something is right according to the Torah, seichel and Torah, good, then it's good. If it's not according to the Torah, if it's something which is connected to the Torah, which is our seichel, our way to think, then the fact that the rest of the world is doing it just means they're crazy. I mean, crazy. It means that it's not normal. It means they ate from the poisoned grain. They ate from the Eitz Hadas. I'm trying to hold on. There's a tremendous, tremendous wind. I'm trying to hold on to the Eitz Chai. Somebody once asked the Chavetz Chaim Skousilano, he says, you see that there are parents, that the parents are tzaddikim, and the children are like totally off. This is not just now, this is back then too. So somebody asked the Chavetz Chaim, but there's an expression, that's a good expression that they have by the Goyim, that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But how could that be? You see that the parents are tzaddikim, and the children are altogether off. So Chavetz Chaim says that's under normal circumstances, but when there's a hurricane, when there's a very strong wind, the apples fall far from the tree. That's the world that we're living in. And even if it's something which in this world has become commonplace, conventional behavior and accepted, it's an interesting thing. You have people who are normally reserved about how they would dress and a little bit more conservative in how they dress. And then when they get to the beach, when they get to sand and ocean, they can walk around in a way that they would never, ever, in a million years, they wouldn't want to be seen dressed that way if they were in the yeshuv. So what happens? You take the same person and you put him by the beach. And he's walking around, came out without any clothing, or she's not wearing any clothing. And everybody says that that's normal. That's normal. And if you walk over there to the beach and you're wearing a three-piece suit, they say you're crazy. And this person is normal. That's normal. But if the same girl would be 500 meters from here, she wouldn't be caught dead walking around in her underwear. And she goes to the beach and she's wearing her underwear. Kule hai, not even. And over there it's okay. And I'm just giving you a silly example of how it's 100% beside it. it's 100% beseder. There's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. There are a million examples. You could come up with much better ones. I'm just, this an Irish guy. There are a million others. What's normal? My father said that when he got off the boat, when they came from Europe, he came to America, it was chilly out. It was a little bit of a chill. And he said that he came off the boat. He was never in America. He came after the war and he came to America. And he gets with his brother walking in the street. And they go one block and he said, I saw there was a lady that was walking a dog and the dog had a sweater on. My father said there was a dog that was wearing a sweater. The woman was not dressed nicely and the dog was sneezed. The dog was wearing a sweater. My father turned to the brothers, they turned to each other. We heard stories about America. It was a dog goes with a shmata. The lady that's walking the dog is on a shmata, without a shmata. The dog goes like a Ben Tyron. She goes like that. That's not crazy. The dog walks around in a sweater. But the only thing is that over time, you get used to anything. It's amazing a human being can't get used to anything. A person comes after 120 to the Olam Hamas, 120 comes to the world of truth. He's going to come over there and he's going to be on his iPhone at 120. Who knows what they're going to have then? He's going to be on his iPhone. He comes up to Shemayim and he's going to be walking around looking like this. Much bigger chesronis than the iPhone. The chesronis is in his midas, all kinds of things. Yistakel love kol echad ki ish meshugah. The malachim and whoever's over there in Shemayim is going to look at him like he's an ish meshugah, which he is. It's just that over here in this world, miroiv harigel, because that's how it is. So it's not meshugah. Im yitzel likonis legan eden shalat tzadikim hinei gan eden hazeh yiloi legehenim. He's going to want to go into the Gan Eden with the tzaddikim, but for him it would be a Gehenna. Because in Gan Eden, he's going to have to behave like a tzaddik. You see that in Navi, the Nevi'im were called Mishugayim. They were called lunatics, the Mishugayim. The Nevi'im were called Mishugayim. People called the Nevi'im Mishugayim. They thought a Navi was a Mishugayim. In Gan Eden, as Eilu Gehenna. He kolach yistakalov sham ki Mishugayim. When they see all the pagamim, all the damage that this person has done to himself, all the poison that and how it's affected him from the etzadas, in that world of truth, he's going to be like a meshugah. This is what Musa is all about. When a person takes all of this to heart, a person who, God forbid, is emotionally sick, a person who's not well in cup in his head, he has to go to some doctor to get help, to teach him how to behave. These were the Bali Musa. The world is sick, we're all sick. We're trying as much as possible to hold on to the Eitz HaChaim. It's almost impossible not to slip into the Eitz HaDaas, to taste something from the Eitz HaDaas. Toiv Ra, Bilbul, crazy things, Hergel, this world. And you have to go to the doctor, and the doctor has to help you out. Who's the doctor? The Tzadik. The Tzadik meaning the Bal Musa, the Ish Musa. The real, real big Yirei Shemayim. You go to him, and he gives you a prescription. Kach v'kach. This is what's crazy about you. And this is what you need to do to help yourself. To find out what's the right way to live. Again, that's not Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. If you look at Mishlei, the whole Sefer Mishlei is on this Nakuda. The world is sick. Shlomo Melech was the Chochem Mikol Adam. Shlomo Melech didn't eat from that same tree, from the same stuff that we ate from. And Shlomo Melech is saying, Shema b'ni Musa avich v'altit t'shlema. Listen, come here, I'm going to talk to you. This is the way you should act like a human being. You have to do this. You have to do this to try to be a human being. A kol hapach is try to make believe you're not sick. You understand? Try to do something to be normal. V'azem yusar chochmas hamusa. This is the yisayid of chochmas hamusa. V'chol oifen sheyeh shu min chochma hamalamed. This is Adam l'sroy me machesroy nishal ayy per Adam yivalei. It's a chachma that teaches a person how to lift himself up from that craziness of a human being that they were born into this world like a wild animal. A person is filled with chesroinus mikol hatzdad. Mikol hatzdad. Kanu mole kina. If a person is filled with kina, with jealousy. And it's a dava. It's something that's understood by other people that this causes jealousy. Ad kedei kach, you have to be nervous about something that's going to cause somebody to be jealous. Bekan begaiva. Begaiva is a craziness, gaiva. The taivis, for atzlus, and so on. All of these things, all of these were things, were midas that the Balei Musar, from Shlomo Melech, and the Ramchal, and the Chavis Lavavis, and the Ramak, all the tzaddikim, were Isaac in trying to help give us hadracha, to make us normal. And there's a lot to do. And now, in contrast, we're going to try to understand and to enter into the Derech Chassidus. Shu achiluk shebederech avayd al pi Derech Chassidus mishad Derech Yamusa, mederech Yamusa shu abisal salantes atzal. How different the Derech Chassidus is from Derech Yamusa. Even though the Derech Hashem is not arguing that the world has serious problems and serious flaws, Derech Chassidus is a whole different mahalach of how to address these problems. Vein omnam shekvi shekvar biyano gam derech chassidus hibilchal chochmas amusa. The derech of the Baal Shem is also one school in chochmas amusa. It's a different mahalach in chochmas amusa. The tachlis is always to help us get better. But the shitas chassidus, the derech of Baal Shem, is a different mahalach. It's a mashiach's mahalach in chochmas amusa. Shemulvan ha'oyris v'agiluim shabo. Besides what we've been learning until now, that the Derech HaBaal Shem is an Ur, that Hashem, which is a continuation of the Zohar Kodesh and the Ariyah Kodesh, that Hashem is brought into the world. He was Megala, this Inyan of Chassidus. An Ur of Chassidus. Hare gam hi miyusedes l'chanuch l'hadvich asodam. On a very, very simple level, since we learned that the Inyan of Chassidus is to come into the Lamaisa of this world, on a very basic level, Chassidus addresses the issue of how to be mechanech a human being. Also, Chassidus doesn't ignore that. Therefore, it would be accurate to say that in many respects, Chassidus is derech ha-musar al derech ha-chassidus. Musar, but al derech ha-chassidus. Ki hine bepashtus, kishodem is boinin ba'atzmai. A person is trying to be normal. When he looks at himself, or yechayshu shul ba'al chisar. He sees that he has chesroinus. He understands there are problems. And he acknowledges, if he's an honest person, that he has these chesroinus, and he needs to work on these chesroinus. And therefore he begins to plan out a strategy, and this musas from help, And Chassidus helps to plot out a mahalach, a strategy of how to address these sicknesses. Eich lavoid alev, eich lesharish oisam imenu. How to work on these sicknesses and how to uproot these sicknesses. Etzarech lezboinen b'chalmide, eich she'en zen noch nesnai kein b'chadayme. And therefore one needs to study each of his chesroinus, each of his midas. And the Sefer Chassidus don't argue with that. It says in the Zohar Kodesh, the person has to be a Mor d'Chushbana, has to be a Bal Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Sefer Chassidus didn't say that a person doesn't have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Shaila is how, and how much, and when, and so on. U'bapashtus, hinei adov ha'arishin, shetzorach odom l'das, l'tnei shemaschi, l'avd l'atzmai. Kushi Yaakov yedes, matzov ve'erka hamiti. Therefore, really the whole Tanya is miyusad on this. That before you could actually change your life, you have to understand who you are. Who you are. So you see that the Alter Rebbe begins by mapping out what is the Nefesh of Bahamas? What's the Nefesh of Likis? Who are you, Bechlam? Who are you? What's the Teva of the Nefesh of Bahamas? Eishuach Maim Ofer, the four Yesidas, and then the Midas that come out from the four Yesidas, Rebbe Chaim Vital. Netanya begins the whole beginning of Tanya, the whole first chelik of Tanya is Vos is a mensch. To be able to look at yourself in the mirror. To look at yourself in the mirror in an honest way to say, it's nefesh of Bahamas, nefesh of Lukis. There's a milchama. Winner takes all, like the Tanya explains. It's a big milchama. Sadik v'tovle, tzadik v'ralei, rasha v'tovle, rasha v'ralei, beinani. It's the olive base of chassidus. Is to be able to understand who am I, b'chlal? What's going on inside of me? That's not shaloi b'derech chassidus. Hein hadvar. As I said last week, if your chassidus means only to look up and to find encouraging Torahs in the Beit Yeshiva and Rabbi Nachman, then you're missing chassidus. Those words of encouragement that we find in the Sifri HaTzadikim is a mahalach and had to cure us of our sicknesses. But you kind of have to know that you're sick. You have to know that you're sick. You have to know there's a problem. For those who think that the definition of chassidus is to say, you're fine, everything's okay, just pass the vodka or something. So that's chassidus, b'chlal. Maybe nowadays people think that that's chassidus. Kilo, that's what it is, that's not. Chas v'chalila. V'pashas, adov ha'rishon, shetzor ha'chodom l'das, l'fnei shemas l'av l'atzmu, shi'yakev yedes, matzov ve'ekah hamiti. The first thing to know is, who are you, b'chlal? What's your matzav in life? What's going on with you? And that you know what you are? Haven't you a nefesh l'kis? You haven't you a nefesh l'kis? Yeah. And therefore the Borei Olam is making certain tviyas. It has certain expectations of you. Me? I'm a nobody. You have a nefesh l'kis. The Borei Olam is being toveya. If you were nobody, you wouldn't be toveya. If you're nobody, you wouldn't ask you for anything. If you're in a class and the teacher says, do your homework, do your homework, do your homework. Yankel, you're okay, you don't have to do that work. There's no tvius. There's no tvius because he's a nobody, chalila. The nefesh l'kis means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has tvius. You have to know who you are and what you're capable of. And therefore, the tvius sheyesh lav lo miyesh l'chishon yisrael, what's going on with you? We made the das. The Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The chay l'olam. Gave us the Torah, gave us Shabbos, gave us Tzaddikim. What do you think you're doing? There are things that have to get fixed. The things that are broken, they need to get fixed. I'm not arguing. Chassidus doesn't argue with Musa on that Nakuda. Here's the chiluk. Here's the chiluk. Now pay close attention. The Torah is dogma, Lizer. Here's an example. Yesh lo avi imra musaris me'achim g'dolei b'alei musa shal derech shal b'sel salanta. One of the tzaddikim from the Beis HaMedrash of B'sel Salanta brought this as like the clincher for his entire mahalach in Musa. What's the big clincher? Shomer amash nifso b'shechon arach. It's a din of shechon arach. Shem shomer shemeis lo emeis. That if a person hears that a carve of his died, somebody is chayv to Velus, somebody died. Vuhu Yarisha. And you, the person who heard this bit, Shmua, he's yashining the guy that died. He gets a nice Yerusha from the guy that died. So Shunach says, Imhu Yarisha Levad. If you're the only Irish of this guy that just died, you just heard the news. If you're the only guy that's Yashnin, Mavar Shechion. And if you're among other Yarshim who are going to get an inheritance in the mace, Mavar Hatoiv Ameitiv. Hatoiv Lididev Ameitiv Lachri. Fine. Varishlum was good to you. And he's made it to other people who are also going to get a piece of the Yerusha. So So on this nekuda, this dinah shulchan aruch, the Bali Musa mamish, they mamish went to hit a grand slam. What's the grand slam? From here we see how Chazal saw a human being. Look what a human being, what a sick, sick, depraved creature a human being is. And how it's so easy for us to deceive ourselves, to fool ourselves. If you come to a person, and the guy's relative, could be his father, Lo'aleinu, his father just died. V'harish la'yerusha. And he knows his father left him a big Yerusha. He just got the news. V'noyim lo'y da'aluch ha'shat ha'semech b'misos ha'shalai de'zeh yerash ta'ata Yerusha g'dom. He said to the guy, I know that you're really happy. Your father died, I know you're happy. You know why you're happy? Because you just got $1 million. You're happy your father dropped dead because he got $1 million. Even though klapi chutz, you're misabel, you're tearing kriya, and you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, dying ha'emes, and you're tearing kriya, and you're sitting shiva, you're misabel. Hine makir ani oischa toiv ma'oi. Chazal is saying, I know exactly how sick a human being is. You just lost your father, and you're sitting shiva, the whole business, you're tearing kriya, you're sitting shiva, but inside. There's really a gewaldige simcha that you're yashning. Arke dekach, you make a bracha. And if the other yash, you make a taiva mate. Like they used to say a joke, you know, what mixed emotions is when you see your mother-in-law go off the cliff with your brand new car, right? Drives off the cliff with your brand new car. On the one hand, that's your mother-in-law, maybe she's causing a lot of aggravation, she's driving off the cliff, so that could already be a shachiyon or a taiva mate. But it's your brand new car, so that's already shiva, you understand? So we used to say that that's called mixed emotions. A human being is a sick thing. It's sick. Tell the truth. The Baal Musa points his finger at the person and says, the truth is, you see from this dinah shulchan aruch, you're sitting shiva, you're crying, you're tearing kriya, you're making a whole fancy aspid. Make a shachiyano, come on. You know what you're really inside of yourself. You would never show it, you'd be embarrassed. You're thinking $1 million. $1 million nowadays is a clinic. You're thinking about a big Yerusha. Halabavada Yitzhak Chomas. If you would tell that to the person, come on, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about Yerusha. The father's still lying there. He's an oin name. The father's lying there on the floor. And you tell him, make a shech, go ahead, make a brach. I'm mechabed you with a brach. The guy would yell at you. Bavada Yitzhak Chomas v'yachish yisad v'mi kol v'kol. He'll say, it's not true. How could you accuse me of that? Who's thinking about a Yerusha? How could you say such a thing? My father's lying here. How could you say that I have such a machshav of a Yerusha? You think I'm happy that my car have died? What do you think it's worth to me, the whole Yerusha? Compared to the anguish that I feel. No, who I really am is the kriya. Who I really am is the shiva, and the crying, and the hesped, and the kaddish. That's who I am. How dare you even bring up the subject of Yerusha? How inappropriate, how disgusting for you to mention the problem, as the Shulchan Aruch says. That's a problem. Ubo Chazal for Omloy Lodom. So Chazal come along. The Shulchan Aruch is bringing the Gemara. Chazal come along and say to the Chazal come to the person and say, Al tiramis atzmecha, don't deceive yourself. Come on. Don't try to fool yourself. Don't hold yourself to be some big, big tzaddik. Dreinishkan spodik. It's a chassidish version of dreinishkan kop. Dreinishkan spodik. In other words, don't fool yourself. Don't make believe. V'alech levarach ha'toiv ha'meitiv. Kila amita shol dov ha'ariyat ha'samech b'sarich libcha b'yirusha shachisala v'chein alech levarach al-kaf. You know that inside of you, deep down, you're besimcha. And therefore, the Baal Musa says, that Shulchan Aruch says, make a brach. And the next page says a little get mixed up, so that's what you get. You just got now, it's page Yud Zayin, you see? The word Vihine. So you got, this has to be put inside there. Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Vihine, you have it, Vihine? Vihine bevadei shezo imra amitis v'nechoyne. Now, it's a psak din Shulchan Aruch. And Bevad, it says, Imra Amitis Unachayna. The world is Nabachsik. And there is such an Inyan. Not that there's such an Inyan. There's such a Teva that a person has. Even though he might not be aware of it, and he'll scream and yell that it's not true. It's not by me, it's somebody else. I'm not like that. Bevadai Shezo Imra Amitis Unachayna. Now, let's stop here for a second. You would never in a million years see this Vart in a Chassidish Sefer. There's no Chassidish Sefer that has this Vart. Would never be found in a Chassidish Sefer. That doesn't mean that the Gedolei Chassidus don't understand the Teva of a human being. And don't understand that we've eaten from the poisoned grain, from the Eitz HaDa'as. Avol ha'maaseh hari zu imra musaros ve'ein zu imra chassidus klal. Ein zu imra chassidus klal. Why not? It's the truth. V'chassid lo haya oimer imra kazois. A chassidus yid would never say over such a word. Ki toiras ha'chassidus eina mavlito madgisha nekudazu. There are things that are true that you don't talk about. Now, the Bali Muslims say you don't talk about it. What, are you in denial? No. Not in denial. What's the tachlis? The things that I know about my kids, I don't tell my kids either. The things they know about me, they don't say to me either. What's the tachlis? What's the toilis? What's the toilis? The tachlis is, how do I help? How do I cure? How do I help this person? And chanami, there's a sickness. So you have some doctor say, listen, I got, bad news, you're finished. What's the tachlis? What's the tachlis? Honesty. It's not dishonest. Chassidus is not saying to be dishonest. What's the tachlis? What's the tachlis? Eina mavlito madgish in the kudazur. It's not mavlit. It's not madgish. It doesn't emphasize. It doesn't highlight the sickness. It doesn't highlight it. That's why it's so easy to make a mistake if you just learn Chassidus wrong. That's what I was talking about 2 weeks ago. It's very, very easy. Like everything is fine. So you can make a mistake like that. Eina mavlita madgish in the kudazu. Even though it's true, a person is not allowed to deceive himself. And the Tanya also talks about how is it possible for a person to take a nefesh kiss and to throw it into the Beis HaKisa, into the Asher Yotze. You can't deceive yourself. To know the truth. The Ikke in Chassidus is how to touch up a human being is not lefi the guf, it's lefi the neshama. We're going to understand what that means. The whole Torah of Chassidus is this nekuda. If you look in the Sefer from the Bilvavi Mishkan Efna, Das Asmacha. The whole Das Asmacha, even though he doesn't profess to be a Chassidish Yid, but the whole Sefer Das Asmacha, the binyan of the Sefer is in this Nakuda, which is the Ik of Chassidus. Gilui HaNisham, Higolen Ufreis Chaviv Yalai Yisuka Shloimach. Gilui HaNisham, Gilui Ha'or. Not Beishamai, not the Mahalach of how much darkness there is, but being Moisif Or. Moisif Ahoylech, one candle, two candles, three candles, which Chassidus form all explain like that. And we see the Shem Yishmon, all the tzaddikim explain the machloikas b'sham b'sil, like the machloikas between the Bali Hamusa and the Bali Chassidus. It's the same machloikas. The Hamusa and the Chassidus. No one's arguing whether there's darkness or not. No one's arguing. And a person therefore has to be honest and to recognize the darkness. But in the Kuda that is emphasized in Chassidus is the Ur that's inside of a person and how to access that or, and when there's a gilui of that or, mimeila the choshech mizbatel, mimeila it's mizbat. With the tesefes or, and the gili or, mimeila it's mizbat. But a person doesn't mean that a person doesn't know that there's choshech. That you're not the goof. That doesn't define who you are, the goof. The goof means also the laziness, the taivas. All of those that come from the eish, the mayim, the ruach, and the ofer, the yesoidis of what? Of the oil magashmi, of the goof. All of the bad midas and so on. So the Maskilim, like I said a few weeks ago, the Maskilim would like to paint the Baditshva, like the Baditshva was like some happy, go lucky, chalilas, like some fool that didn't see what's wrong with the world. Those who learn Kedushas Levi from beginning to end know that the Baditshva knew the world very, very well. So these stories about the Baditshva. When the Baditshva said to the guy that's smoking at Shabbos, Mistami, you forgot at Shabbos. He said, I don't forget Shabbos. Mistami, you forgot the halachi, you're not allowed to smoke at Shabbos. What am I? And I'm Aretz? I know, of course you're not allowed to smoke at Shabbos. And then the Baditshva said, as the Chassidim said, the Baditshva said, Mikam Chisrael, that even though a Rebbe is standing here and caught him, he can't say anything but the truth. So people look at these stories and then they say, you know, I like that story. I'm going to hang a picture of Chassidim on my wall. I like that story. So you see, even the biggest misnagdim like to have pictures of Chassidim dancing. The shrimals. Even in misnagdish places you find. Because they think that whatever favor they did, the Baditshva said, what a tzaddik you are. Whoa, you're such a big tzaddik. Look at you. Like dancing. Nothing to get upset about. Nothing to worry about. You're great. God loves you. Everything's fine. So what the Baditshva, he said things like that. So did Rabbi Levin. That type of a tzaddik that came from the world of Kafschus. Those tzaddikim from the world of Kafschus, like I told you, Rabbi Lebelzer, we learned a little bit. Those tzaddikim from that world, Kafschus. So when the Baditshva said, Ach, an Isha Emes, you think the Baditshva didn't recognize what was wrong? And you think the Baditshva wasn't planning when the time was right to give him a patch and to work with him on that inyan. But the beginning of the avoda is Gilui Ha'or. Gilui Ha'or. Reish Pei Beis, Nekud Amara, Azam, Nekudas HaToyes, the Or, the Lichtigkeit of Eid, the Or. That's Chanukah, the whole Yontif of Chanukah. Talk about that more. The meaning of Chanukah. Gili Ha'or. You see in the Chassidus Sfarim, Chanukah is the biggest yontif, right? You learned a little bit Chassidus Sfarim, you see Chanukah is the biggest yontif. In the Musa Sfarim, because they got in some shetel in Al-Nisim. In the Chassidus Sfarim, Chanukah is the biggest yontif of the year. Biggest yontif. Because Chanukah is the Gili Ha'or. Pesumi Nisa. To remember Fasim the Nisa, what a Jew is. Be'etzim, what a Jew is. To be mefarsim, it'd be megalil. It's the lashon of the Rambam. Legalois anes, lefarsim anes, legalois, higol eno. It's the avoid of chesidus. What is chayshach? And you have to look at the chayshach, and you have to understand the chayshach. And chesidus talks about that like any other sword. But the or, the meisim from Baditshva, like the story that I told Yontif time about, some of you were there. I think some of you were there. Told the story from the Babav Rebbe. He was also such a type of a Jew, from the Kafschus. When the Babav said he's not the one. You remember I told the story. He's not smoking on Shabbos. The Deitche is smoking. The Nazi is smoking. What did the Babav Rebbe mean when he said the Nazi smoking? That Jew was a, so. His son Reb Naftulcha said, I saw him smoking in the park on Shabbos. You remember I told this story? Some of you were there. And he said, and the Rav Rebbe said, no. And then 25, 30 years later, the Jew comes in, Chassid Shiyid. He came to invite the Rebbe to a chasna. And the Rebbe turned around and told you, I told you it was a Nazi that was smoking at him. The Nazi was smoking. So you look at that story, you say, what is he talking about, the Nazi was smoking? There's no Nazis. It was in the west side of Manhattan in 1947. There's no Nazis. What are you talking about? The Nazi was smoking. What about him? He's a Shomer Shabbos. So you think, well, the Rebbe's out of his mind. Or, it's a different mahalach. Shaloi is Tomil of Farish as Adam Shaloi Lefigufoi Vechesroi Nishama. It's the ikkis to be mefarish the person, to touch up the person, not Lefi the guf and the chesroiness, but to touch up the mensch, to touch up the human, who the person is, Lefi Amailish or Lefi Nishmas. Which some people confuse with, because in Slabodka there's also, which were great tzaddikim, no one's chalila in any way putting down the tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim from Slabodka, they spoke a lot about Gadlus Ha'odam. But if you look in the Svarm from Slobodka, it's Gadlus Adam, and therefore because of that, you're the biggest os, the biggest oisfarf. You're the biggest oisfarf. You're the lowest person. Lefi the dargis of Gadlus Adam. The Havlot was also in Shiflus Adam, even in a stronger way than the Adam was a Svarm, stronger than Rabbi Yisrael Swarm. And in many ways stronger than the Vardik. But Slobodka is Godless Adam, and you have to understand it's a great sheet of tzaddikim, but the meaning of Godless Adam is not the same what we're learning now. It's not just who a person can be in Chassidus, it's who the person is be'etzim. Who the person is be'etzim. Mitzad nishmasa. And how can we be megala the neshama? What methods are there to open up the person and to unleash that koyach that he has of ein soif elokus, the nefesh elokus. Right, we need to understand this more. We're just starting a little bit. Bez Hashem will continue next week. So hold on, keep the pages together.